This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. officials warned Russia Tuesday an invasion of Ukraine would result in far more swift and severe economic consequences than it did when Moscow annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Speaking to reporters on Background, a U.S. national security official told reporters in Washington the White House was prepared to implement sanctions with massive consequences that were not considered in 2014. Imposing economic measures that would take full effect immediately, not gradually. The official, speaking anonymously, said this would include novel export controls that could cripple Russia's economy. He said the options the U.S. and its allies are considering would severely inhibit Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategic high-tech ambitions for the Russian economy. The warnings come as Russian government spokesperson Dmitry Peskov Tuesday accused the U.S. and its NATO allies of escalating tensions and referred to Western hysteria regarding the thousands of troops Russia has amassed on the border with Ukraine, which Moscow claims are for defensive purposes only. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, is urging calm, saying the situation was under control and there's no indication a Russian invasion is imminent. South Korea's military confirmed Tuesday North Korea fired two cruise missiles into the sea off its east coast, Pyongyang's fifth missile test of the new year. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not specify the missile's range or trajectory, but said it was conducting an analysis together with U.S. authorities. So far this year, North Korea has fired eight missiles during five separate launch events. They included a test of a tactical guided missile, two missiles the North claimed were hypersonic, meaning they were capable of high speed and maneuvering after a liftoff, and a test of a railway launch missile system. Last week, North Korea also threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. This is VOA News. A French national who's been an Iranian